Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte. This episode is brought to you by Philo. Do you love TV? Do you love saving money? Then Philo is your solution. Philo has shows, movies, and live TV for just $25 a month. You can even try it for free with their 7-day free trial. No contracts, no commitments, no hassles, just a better way to watch TV. Never miss a minute of shows like the hit docuseries Where is Wendy Williams? Or classics such as Friends. If you can't get enough TV, then there's no better way to watch. Philo has more than 70 channels like BET, MTV, and AMC. And the best part? You can try it yourself with their 7-day free trial. Sign up today at philo.tv/poppods. That's philo.tv/poppods to get 50% off your first month.
The following podcast is a Dear Media production.
I'm Teresa Giudice, and you know me from the Rojasa to New Jersey. But guess what? I have a new podcast, and it's called Namaste Bitches. And it's co-hosted by Melissa. Not that Melissa, Melissa Feaster.
Yes, it's Melissa Feaster. What's up? I'm the blonde Melissa. And I'm so excited to be doing this podcast with Teresa.
We're going to have fun talking about everything. Life, love, sex, relationships.
Family, food, and living with cameras in your face.
We're also going to talk to you.
Yes, call us. The number is 424-241-0410. You can also shoot us an email, namastebpodcast@gmail.com.
Ask us a question, tell us what's on your mind, and get ready because we're telling it like it is and talking about everything.
So please give us a follow and a rating and review 5 stars now. You can find us at Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is Amanda Hirsch from the Not Skinny But Not Fat podcast. You might know me from Not Skinny But Not Fat on Instagram, where I spend my time talking about reality TV, celebrities, everything happening in pop culture. I also talk to some of our favorite celebs and reality TV stars. We talk about what's going on. Tune in every Tuesday and just feel like you're talking with your best friends in your living room.
You can't be swallowing on this podcast.
I'm not swallowing. I mean, I'm going to have to.
Oh my God. What, you need to swallow already?
No, it already made a sound. Like, I don't know.
Swallow. I want the people to hear your intense swallow that literally triggers
me. It needs to be out
okay,
of water.
Okay, ASMR people. Like the swallow heard around the world.
How do you swallow silently?
I'm swallowing right now.
No, if I'm not drinking water, I think it's fine.
Okay, if I would swallow like you, it would hurt my chest.
No,
you guys know when you swallow too hard and like it hurts for a minute, you feel like you're going to die and you're like, it's going to pass. Like, you know that swallow that really hurts?
Yeah, but that's not what I'm feeling. It's like a normal swallow.
But that's what it sounds like.
Yeah, now I feel that.
Okay, Ariella's on the pod today.
I'm here.
I hope that you can tell us apart. Well, I'm a little nasally.
And I like basically just woke up, so I don't sound.
Tell the people the hour.
It's 11 a.m.
You've had a week, but that's still insane. By the way, you guys know she lives in our building, so she doesn't answer my text at 9 a.m., doesn't answer my text at 10 a.m., and I'm like, I guess used to being ignored, so I wasn't worried. And then mom was like, have you spoken to Ariel? And I was like, well, no, actually, when you say that, she hasn't answered me. And then we decide to join forces and almost knock down your door.
No, I heard the knocking and the doorbells and I kind of got concerned for a minute. And then I was like, it's my crazy family probably like thinking something happened to me. overnight.
Well, who wakes up at 11 a.m.?
I've had the craziest week of life. I'm not used to being social. It's exhausting.
So her crazy week was like, yeah, a little bit of a crazy week at work, but like, you know.
Yeah, I'm not used to that. I needed to sleep.
Yeah.
I needed to sleep it off.
Yeah, the poor child. She's exhausted, everybody. I mean, she did just get married. I did kind of recap your wedding on my own because you weren't here. But how do you summarize? How do you like conclude your wedding?
No, it was everybody's.
That you did a destination wedding.
Can I just say
that you did a destination wedding?
I don't know how to answer when people, like, you go to work and people are like, oh my God, how was it? And like, stupid me says, it was so much fun. Like, is that how you say, is that what you say about a wedding? It was so much fun, but like, literally felt like I went to the club and came back home and had the best time of my life.
Say that.
Could you imagine?
If you were like, it was the club.
It was the club.
I mean, it was the club.
It was the club.
How many shots did you do for real?
No.
10?
Okay, but can we explain that
the shots are small?
They're not just small. They're
but
like
I died
a quarter.
The next day. But Ariel, but I took two and died. I wasn't a person the
no,
next
I'll
day.
Tell you why.
Our older sister got like a parasite and is still not recovered.
That's not from the wedding.
I mean, it happened the day after the wedding.
I know, but it doesn't, like, it takes a while. It's not from the wedding. Are you guys blaming it on the wedding?
Oh, no, I don't know. I haven't talked shit yet.
Don't
Maybe
talk
I should
shit.
Start.
No, I think you woke up like that because you drank wine at a wedding. Like, you don't do that.
I didn't know what to make my drink of the night.
Something, not wine. Who drinks wine at a wedding? And like, not only at a wedding, at your sister's wedding.
Oh, you're like upset with me?
Yeah. I said it then too. I was like, why are you ordering a glass of wine?
And you also shamed me into taking shots.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's what you do.
That's what your crazy friends do.
Yeah. Mm. It was so much fun.
Yeah.
But they were quarter shots. Like, it was very small. So you making a big deal out of a half a shot and blaming the fact that you woke up the next morning.
What do you
morning,
mean? What else am I blaming it on?
On the wine.
Ariel. It's not the wine. It's I'm the a wine. Like, I'm made of
but
wine.
But what are they serving? What kind of wine are they serving at weddings?
That's well, the I don't know, Ariel. What do you mean at your wedding?
I upgraded to Patron. I didn't upgrade the wine.
You didn't upgrade the wine?
No.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
She didn't upgrade
Priorities.
The wine. Okay. Another thing I wanted to discuss is obviously, you know, I always talk about how lucky I am that you're my sister because you're so cute. But let's talk about how lucky you are for a minute that you get to do cool shit sometimes.
No, I'm still not over it. Like, I couldn't.
The Harry Styles concert?
No. Like, any experience that I get to do with you is just beyond even words. But just, like, the most recent one. Like, I don't know.
First of all, she was so excited.
I was going to cry.
Well, because Hez was supposed to come with me, and then he wasn't feeling so well. And I was like, okay, like, Arielle's going to come. She's like, don't lie to me. Like, don't tell me it if it's not for real. And then I was like, oh, my God, relax. Like, what songs do you know? Like, because we're like, we like him. We get it. We get that he's cute. And, like, we know the few songs that became really big. But we're not, like, stans.
No, we're not stans. But, like, I always think, like, you get to go to a concert and, like, you
First
don't
of all, you're
know.
A concert girly.
I love concerts.
I know. It gets which is, like, really... not like me. But I will love a con... Like, put me in a suite. I'll go see motherfucking, like, you know...
Who?
I was going to say Chris Appleton, but he's a hairstylist. Like a country music. Like, yeah. Put me in a suite. Like, I don't fucking care. I'll go anywhere. But obviously it was very appealing when I was offered to go see Harry Styles and get like the whole experience, which like we went in a back exit. Like we got the whole experience. And okay, so I want to talk about Harry for a minute. Get that he's really cute. First of all, he's tiny.
Tiny.
He's not 6'5".
He's a tiny.
Do you think he's like 5'8"?
I think he's probably like 5'8", 5'9", yeah.
So he's
you
want to
search it?
Yeah, I'm going to search it. So he's not that large. I don't super get. Okay, he is not 6 feet.
He's 6 feet?
He's not.
Maybe he looks like smaller than he is on stage.
I don't know.
I mean, he's probably not. That's probably.
He's like a little bit taller than Florence Pugh here in this photo. And Florence Pugh was probably like 5 feet.
Right.
Do you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Anyway, but that's not the point. Like, we don't care if you're a shorty. He does this thing where, like, he loves to wear lots of colors and, like, jumpsuits and whatever, which, like, is fine. I'm not saying that can't be cute. It might not turn me specifically on.
But you were wearing color. You were rocking the hot.
I know, because I was like, it's hairy. Like, everyone's going to be wearing florals. I actually wanted to find like a hippie skirt and like channel Olivia Wilde.
No, stop.
She was there, by the way.
I know. I asked you there, but we didn't spot her.
Because she usually stands like at the bot on the floor. But like, he wore the same fit the whole show.
Yeah.
And I don't even think it's a nice fit. Like, I feel like he could have made like a cuter sparkly jumper, whatever that thing is called.
I definitely thought that he was going to do some outfit change and not be in the same fit the whole time.
It's such a short concert.
But that's what I think it is.
That's why I liked it, by the way.
No, I liked it too, but I do like some more like spice to it. Like, started exactly at 9:05 when it said it was going to start and ended exactly at 10:30.
Wait, and it didn't, it ended maybe like 10:38, but just because he got that 15 consecutive nights at MSG thing from Gayle King.
The only reason, right.
But I do want to say, first of all, 15 consecutive nights, I think that sounds crazy, right? Like, if you're like fucking like Billie Eilish, who like jumps on stage and like breaks her legs every concert, she couldn't do that.
Right.
He does run around a lot, but I feel like it's like a very poppy, you know, kosher, no drugs kind of vibe.
Oh,
you know?
100%. And that, you know, I didn't think about that. Like, yes, 15 consecutive nights is hard, but at the same time, like, you're starting at 9 and ending at 10:30.
Like,
you're
that's
done.
An hour and
it's
a half.
An hour and a half.
No, obviously it's like hard, but I just think that it's a very PG-13.
Yeah.
It's very like, what does your sign say? Hi to your cat, Toby. Like, that's less of my vibe.
Yeah.
Why I think it's his vibe and why it works for him is because the fans will literally take like anything they can get from like the people that they look up to, right? So a lot of stars are kind of like, fuck you, you came to see me, like, here's the show, like, fuck you, go die.
who's
I don't know, maybe like MGK. I don't know. Justin Bieber.
I think he's appreciative.
Justin Bieber
is,
when we
not
went to
as
see him,
thankful.
He was like, woo-hoo.
No, that was when he was going through his
hard
time.
Like, Justin, babe, you're always going through a hard time.
Yeah.
But I feel like fans really appreciate when they're noticed, when they're appreciated. So I think that it's really smart to do that. The sign reading, I think that
the thank yous. He said thank
you.
Oh my God. Like,
no, you guys,
a thousand
I was
going to
be like,
times.
Stop. I was going to be like, Harry, literally, we get it. You're welcome. He was like, thank you so much. 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 You guys, he said thank you so much. And I could tell that he was so appreciative. And when
he was,
he said,
almost crying.
He said, like, I wouldn't be here without you today. And like, I felt that he meant it, because I don't think his voice is the voice of an angel, right? Like, it's a cute voice. But like, even if you watch his American Idol audition, I think that the judges saw like crazy charisma, so fucking cute, whatever. A little bit of a good voice that works for a boy band. And I think that he knows that he's like for sure talented, for sure has it. But I'm sure he knows, like, I'm not the best singer in the world. I'm not fucking Prince. Like,
he sold out 15 nights
I'm
at
just,
Madison.
I know.
Like, but because of the combination of things that you said he just had, like, that's why.
And I think the fans are so crazy about him because he makes them feel noticed. People want to feel noticed.
Yeah.
People don't want to be talking to themselves, admiring themselves. Like, that's why Taylor Swift has the toxic fandom, because like, she's like, I see you guys, like, I'm doing the Easter egg thing you guys love, you know, Taylor's version, all these little things that she makes them feel like she's listening to them.
Yeah.
She makes them feel like she cares about them. She makes them feel like they're in this together. And that's what the fans love. That's how you get a toxic fandom. 101, how to get a toxic fandom. But I will say, like, yeah, there are a few songs that I know and love, but I feel like it's just a fun concert to be at because it's so positive. It's so colorful. He's so happy.
Yeah.
He's putting everything he has into every set. He's like closing his eyes for Watermelon Sugar High. You know, like, this isn't a Celine Dion song, but he's still like, Watermelon Sugar. Like, as if it's like so deep. And like, I appreciate that. I appreciate that he gives everything his fucking all. So it was an honor to be there. It was fun to be there. I don't know if I left like more obsessed with like his music or more. I think I liked him as a person.
Yeah.
I think that I'm more like really intrigued by the fandom and like everything, but Ariel.
I think I left more obsessed with Jimmy Fallon and more intrigued by Jimmy Fallon.
Okay, you guys. So the moment we get to our seats, we see Drew Barrymore and Gayle King, and we're like, they're in our section. We're in the right place.
the feelings that I was feeling.
I know, it was
indescribable.
Really exciting. It was really exciting. I just wanted to like watch Drew in her natural habitat because we've seen her be a little cuckoo for Cocoa Puffs on Instagram with like the rain and like the wall and the all the shit that she's getting excited. But there she was, little Drew. By the way, she's like tiny.
She's tiny.
She wore like this like tweed suit.
She wore a tweed blazer suit. No, I can't.
But like she got into the music and she was like lifting her hair like sexually.
She really was.
I know. She loved
the hair. She loved lifting her hair.
And then enter Jimmy. You guys, Macy's VIP sale has arrived just in time to get everything you need to bring your style A game this fall. From September 23rd to October 3rd, you can get 30% off regular sale and clearance items, plus 15% off beauty. So that's from September 23rd to October 3rd. There's a great sale at Macy's. It's Macy's VIP sale. And that's 30% off all your fall fashion must-haves, denim jackets, midi dresses, lug sole boots, and so much more. Plus, shop the way you want by picking up in store or curbside, or get your new finds delivered to your door with same day delivery. Check out Macy's.com. That's Macy's.com, you guys. The VIP sale is from September 23rd to October 3rd, and that's 30% off regular sale and clearance items and an additional 15% off beauty. That's insane. Listen, I say let's bring it back to department stores, because why the hell are we running all around town to different stores where Macy's has it all in one place? You want a cute little mug? Get it at Macy's. You want new sheets for the winter? Get it at Macy's. You want a cute leather jacket? Get it at Macy's. You want cute booties for the fall? Get it at Macy's. You want decorations for your house? You know who has that? Macy's. So everything at Macy's. It's a one-stop shop. And from September 23rd to October 3rd, you get 30% off, you guys. That's Macy's.com. That's Macy's.com. You guys know I love to play around with my cosmetics. I love trying new brands, and I loved Thrive Cosmetics. They have amazing beauty and skincare products. They're made with clean, skin-loving ingredients. Obviously, no bullshit, no parabens, sulfates, or phthalates. Certified 100% vegan and cruelty-free. So Thrive Cosmetics, it's spelled C-A-U-S-E, and it's that name for a reason, because every purchase supports organizations that help communities thrive. They're bigger than beauty. For every product purchased, Thrive Cosmetics donates to help communities thrive. They have over 300 giving partners across the country supporting numerous causes. So I love Thrive Cosmetics. They have amazing mascara. Their Liquid Lash Extensions mascara is amazing. It has over 20,000 five-star reviews. And it's because it's ultra-lengthening. It's eye-opening. It lasts all day without clumping, smudging, or flaking. So many of you recommended it to me when I was looking for a mascara. So if you guys are looking for a new mascara, check out Thrive Cosmetics Liquid Lash Extensions Mascara. Okay, and right now you can get 15% off your first order when you go to thrivecosmetics.com/notskinny. That's Thrive Cosmetics, CAUSEMETICS.com/notskinny for 15% off your first order.
First of all, if you wouldn't have said that's Jimmy Fallon, I would have thought
Let's go back for a second. I've had a knack for spotting celebrities since I was 12 years old. When I went to high school in the city, I used to spot a celebrity a day. Do you remember this?
Yeah,
I had a running list.
You literally.
I'd see everyone. I saw Uma Thurman. I saw Angelina Jolie. Obviously, you guys know I saw Ashley Simpson. I saw everybody.
Even when we were in LA and we walked into the Starbucks and you're like, that's blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, who?
What? It was like Pauly Shore. It was like something random.
Yeah.
Oh my God, it was Pauly Shore.
It was
dying to be recognized.
It was.
I'm like, I see you, Pauly. It's a knack. But like and people would be like, how didn't I see any celebrity in the city? It's like, you don't have it, babe. Like, yeah. I'll spot them. Like, boom. I saw Drew before like she got there. I was just like, Drew. Like, I just
before
see
you even like you looked
head.
Anywhere.
I know. Yeah. And I was like, how did you see that? So I'm very good at spotting celebs. So the minute Fallon got there, I was like, oh my God. And I haven't been watching a show. So I didn't know he had a new beard situation going on. I didn't know he had a new like hair gel mousse. He has a good head of hair.
Oh my God. Well, first of all, just to go back, I would have never thought that was Jimmy Fallon. Like, I know Jimmy Fallon to be like what you see on his show, which is usually he's clean shaved, like his hair is a little shorter. You said Jimmy, I would have been like, who's that sexy man over there?
And then he started dancing.
And then I was like,
Arielle literally looks at me, you guys, in my eyes and is like, that's my dream man. And she was so serious. She's like, I know I just got married, but that right there is my dream man.
He was so charismatic.
He was eating it up. Like,
oh, he loved it. The fans noticed him.
And he was dancing for them. He took fans' phones. He was doing selfies. He was living the life. He was sipping on a beer. He was whispering shit to Drew. Do you feel like he knew?
He definitely knew people were filming him. Isn't it so fun to like wake up and like all of TikTok is filled with like Jimmy dancing, and like that's what he knew would probably
happen.
But
that's what's so funny is like you always think, like, I've accepted that I'm not original anymore. Like every thought that you have, like if we thought it was niche to like be obsessed with Jimmy Fallon, it's not niche.
Oh, everyone's obsessed with them.
That's why TikTok is filled, babe.
Because everyone's
obsessed with
them. Like,
who cares about a late night host so fucking much? But apparently, we're not the only ones.
We're not the only ones.
I know. So we were obsessed. I think we spent probably 65% of the concert looking at Jimmy. People have spotted us in videos, like comments by celebs posted a thing.
We're in the back.
Like, we're in the back. Everybody's noticing us in the back, creeping on Jimmy.
Creeping on Jimmy
the entire time. I'm such an idiot. There was a point in the show where he came to the row before me. I don't know why.
He came to hug like
somebody. I don't know. And I was on my phone, and then somebody, like a follower that recognized me, was like, not skinny. Look to like look at Jimmy. And I missed him.
You didn't miss him.
He had just left the aisle. And in my head, I had a quick thought of like,
maybe ask him to like sing into the camera.
You guys, here's the thing. Like when you guys say hi to me on the street, like I love it. And I'm like, it's so nice. Never think that you're bothering. Like, I love meeting you. I always wonder, though, if I would say hi to somebody that I knew and followed. And I don't know who I'd say hi to, because there's Jimmy Fallon and Drew Barrymore. And I'm like, too fangirly. And I want to tell you what Huss
said
to me. I
feel like, if anything, like, they're the people, though,
to say hi to.
Yeah.
And he would have loved it. He would have, like, kissed me on the mouth. Yeah, he was all, like, kissing.
He was really just ecstatic to be there.
Wait, can I tell you what Huss said to me? What
did he say?
He's such a tool sometimes. He goes to me. He was like, "Watch." Oh, first of all, I get a message that night and he's like, you're calling people hot all over Instagram. And then like Arielle is, and she just got married and that's like rude. And I was like, literally left him on read.
Well, the problem
is,
he
was like, did you get my messages? I was like, yes. And I've ignored.
The problem is that like,
and Arielle says to her husband's face all the time, we'll literally be watching a commercial and she'd be like, I'd marry him. Like,
no,
it's like, he's like, is there anyone you wouldn't marry?
Like this one,
he literally doesn't care.
He literally doesn't give a shit.
But that's why we marry people.
I'm like, oh my God, he's so hot. Like,
but that's why we married people that like are indifferent to the world.
Yeah.
So that
we
could say shit like that.
That's true. Wow.
But that's why when Huss like forgets for a minute, I'm like, So he was saying that I'm too fangirly, which like sometimes his like little comments on the side, I'm always like, you don't get it. You know what I mean? Mm. But he literally was like, you were so fangirly and you were so like, oh my God, oh my God, oh my God. He's like, you should feel like more on that level. Like you should, or not even feel, or like show. He was saying that I should be cooler basically, and that I'm not.
But I love cool. that you're not cool. Anyway, also, the funny part is that like you were taking a picture of Jimmy dancing and suddenly like he turns around and looks straight at your phone
every time. But here's the thing about being the cool thing. I will forever act the way I'm feeling.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I don't want to front, and I'm way too self-aware of a person to front and be like, well, dumb here and like whatever, Jimmy Fallon. Like, no. But here's the thing. If I met Jimmy Fallon and I was introduced to him,
you'd be cool.
I could turn into chilling in 5 minutes.
Yeah.
But I'm going to still give the RESPECT and say, you're amazing. I'm a huge fan. But give me 10 minutes and I can become friends with you.
Yeah.
I can become friends with anybody. But I'll still like fangirl. Like, I don't see anything wrong with that.
Well, you could be a big fan of somebody and like also like me. I'm a huge fan of you. But you're my sister.
Is she not the cutest fucking thing you've ever seen? Okay. So speaking of being cool and wild, I wanted to give a little BTS of my time at the front row of the Boohoo ex Kourtney Kardashian show.
Oh my God.
Because a lot of you guys literally were like, boop. And you're right. It was such a fucking boop. Hold on 1 second. I have to send a text. Okay, 1 second. No, because I just got a message for anybody that's a Cards Catch Up fan and watches the show, which all of you guys should. It was blocked internationally. And I've heard you and I've complained about it. And I've been like, why is it blocked internationally? My international people want to watch. And they are working on it. I think they just started lifting like the bans. It was like YouTube fucking it up. Yeah. They're working on it getting legal. And I think it should be available in all countries except Germany. But we're going to get to you, Germany. Hi, Germany. Anyway, so it was such a boop. I know that it was a boop. It was like, hey guys, here I am, front row, like with Kourtney. I get it. I get that it's a boop, but sometimes life happens too fast and I don't have time to explain how it happened. And that's why I can come on the podcast and explain it post.
Can I just say, I woke up, saw your stories. Yeah. Like I knew you were going, obviously, but I woke up, saw your stories, and my mouth was dropped the entire time. I think I needed to rewatch like 15 times to fully understand like what I was just watching.
I know. So that's the thing. It was a boop for everyone. And again, I'm very self-aware, so I get that it was a boop, but I can't always tell 600 and whatever amount of people, 1,000 people, like, okay, this is what happened. So on the podcast, it feels more like, you know, a safe space. But basically, this is how I ended up first row at Boohoo x Kourtney Kardashian with Kourtney Kardashian, basically, as her guest. So I knew the Boohoo show was happening. Here's some tea. And I think if you guys listen to the podcast, I said there's going to be a Kardashian fashion show. I knew it before because when I was in Israel and I was asked on a bunch of morning shows, they one of the shows like told me, like, do you know if one of the sisters is having a fashion show? And I was like, no. And they were like, there's an Israeli model that's going to walk in it. So we know it's going to happen. We don't know. Like, there's like an NDA. So we can't say like who, what, where. I was like, okay, I'm assuming it's like Skims or Good American. And then it obviously ended up being Kourtney and Boohoo. And I remember my agent was like, do you want me to get you an invite? And I was like, no, if it ain't a personal invite,
you ain't going.
And that's my thing. And I've said this to you guys before. I've done an episode where I was talking about like Fashion Week and about how like I'm not like a, and in events in general, I always tell you guys that I don't go like to events that I'm invited to unless they're like connected to me in some form or whatever. So I was like, no, I don't want like an invite. I want to be like personally invited.
Yeah.
If I'm not personally invited, I don't want to fucking go. So I also knew that, well, okay. So Simon Huck, who is best friends with the Kardashians, which I've always seen him on the show. And I was like, oh, he's cute. But like, we didn't really get to know him on the show. And then I got to meet him at the Skin Facial.
Obsessed
died, fell
with
in
him.
Love. He's the funniest person. I told her, I was like, listen, like, people don't know that you're funny on the show. He's like, really? And I'm like, really? He's like, I'm a prop. I'm like, you're a prop. Like, nobody knows how funny you are. I was like, but like, try to be funny in those moments. Anyway, so he's hilarious. And I really, really like him. And his husband, Phil, who's the cutest little man, has that perfume line, Sniff, that I really like. And I started getting PR packages for them a while ago. And I was invited to a few of their events and I didn't go. And then once I became friends with Simon and friendly with Simon, I was like, okay, I'll for sure come to your next event. Like, I promise. And he was like, good. It's going to be the Steph Shep collab, which I love their collab together. And I just had Steph on the pod. And I was like, of course, like if I'm in New York, I'm going to come to the Steph Shep one. Lead to the day of that event, I actually had Steph Shep on the pod during the day. And then Simon, and then I was like talking to Simon, I was like, yeah, I'll see you later. And he was like, by the way, Kravis is going to be there.
Oh my God.
And I was like, oh. And first of all, I was so happy that I said I was going before, because imagine I would have said,
you're going
like,
after
that, I'd be like, oh, that's so crazy. I thought to come now. And I thought it was so cool because Simon had told me from the beginning that it's like 25 people, that it's super chill.
That's what you like.
And that's what I like. It wasn't influencery. And the fact that Kravis is even coming just shows like, you know, why I love them and like Kourtney, because I feel like to come to such a chill event just to support your friends is really cool.
Yeah.
So I fucking went and went by myself, which so many of you guys have been like proud of me for doing more shit like that, because you guys have been with me since like BravoCon, where I had a panic attack to like go by myself.
That's so true.
Do you remember?
I remember.
And now I'm like, just go to events by myself. Not to say there isn't any anxiety, but I think as long as you feel like I could leave, like I'll always feel that.
Yeah.
If I get there and I'm mortified,
you could leave.
Bye.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And that's also going alone gives you that more of independence vibe because you're like, I can come, I can go, I can leave. Like, nothing is gonna, whatever. Plus, get a tequila right away. And also going alone, I said this on my Instagram, is like, it's so much smarter to go to events that you want to mingle and want to, if you're like, I'm going because I have to, I don't want to talk to anybody, go with somebody. If you think you would want to be able to talk to people, go alone.
And it makes you mingle. It makes you talk to people.
You have to. Like, literally, you'll sit next to somebody random and just be like, hi.
Yeah.
Like, because what the fuck else are you going to do?
Yeah.
So I go to that event and then I see Kravis, obviously. And, you know, they're so nice and they're so welcoming. And they're always, when I see them, just so great. Like, I love them.
Yeah.
And then Courtney was talking about her show and she's like, you're coming? And I was like, no, Courtney. I'm like, dang it. I'm fine. She's like, what? And she started like calling her assistant over and be like, wait, how is Amanda not invited? How is it? And she started literally making the biggest deal. And then Simon was like, oh my God, what do you mean you're not coming? You're hosting it. Are you kidding me? And it was being so funny. I was like, shit, now I have to go because they're like literally turning tables here. And then they were like, you know, we're sending you things like the morning, you're coming. I was like, okay. And that's what I wanted. It's like, I literally said, I want a personal invite. And that's what I got. But yeah, I got that. And then it's like, oh my God, fuck, now I have to go. Like, you can't not go after that.
No.
But I didn't know where I'm going to sit, where I'm going to be. It's like, I never want to like overstep. Like, I'll come and I'll deal with whatever the situation is. So I get there. This is still weird for me, you guys. Even to get out of the cab, it was like at the High Line. And then I have to walk up the stairs of the High Line by myself, stand in the line, like say I'm on the list. Funniest thing around, I didn't tell you. Like, I'm on the line and I get to like the check-in person and they're like, do you have a ticket? Are you like on a list? And I was like, I don't have a ticket. Like, I'm on a list. And she was like, who are you here with? And I was like, Kourtney Kardashian.
Wait, what did they say?
I don't know what to say.
What did they say?
I don't remember. I was mortified that was my answer.
Oh my God. Oh
but
my
then
God.
Again, I was like, okay, but everybody's here for Kourtney Kardashian. So, but I meant like that I'm like, I guessed. So then I ask where my seat is. I go to my seat and I see Food God sitting there, which, by the way, I met him the night before at that event and was blown away.
blown away,
guys. What an interesting man. Let me fucking tell you. He did not appreciate my jokes,
no,
which I was like, no. But not really, Food God, Jonathan. And I was like, let's make a video about how I'm like, Jonathan. And he's like, no. And I was like, but Jonathan. And he was like, no. He's really funny. He cracked me up because I was talking to him about the Food God thing. And he had a friend there with him, Richie Rich, who sells like jewelry. You guys maybe saw him on Instagram or something. And so after, I'm literally like, Food God, I don't know. Like, why not Jonathan? Blah, blah, blah. He's like, here's my friend, Richie Rich. And I'm like, Richie Rich? Oh, cool, Richie Rich. Nice to meet you. And Jonathan is like, oh, Richie Rich. That rolls right off the tongue for you. But Food God? He's like, Food God? God forbid fucking Food God. But Richie Rich. And I'm on the fucking floor. And then he goes, upside down Q to the A to the fifth. No problem. Nice to meet you, upside down Q to the A to the fifth. Food God? What is that? Food God? I can't say that. That's too hard for me to say. I'm like, oh my God, you have a point. I was like, oh my God. And I was like, wait, I think I know why it is. I was like, because Richie Rich, I just met him. He's Richie Rich. That's his name.
Yeah.
People knew you as Jonathan before, and that's why it's hard to make the change. And he was like, if Kris Jenner sees me, she'll call me Food God. I was like, okay, that's fine. But by the way, you guys, he is really nice. I asked him also about how he's like notorious for like blocking people. And he was like, well, if they're mean, I'll block them. And I was like, I guess that makes sense. But it just does seem like with the blocking and with the Food God, like, he is stuck in like 2007 where people are like, Jonathan is Kim's BFF and he's like living in the shadows. Someone else's dream. But like, no, we're not there anymore.
No.
Like, it's fine. You could be your own person. We just think it's a little weird. You're insisting
on Food God.
And also like, you know, but he's a nice person. I feel kind of bad for him that he's stuck in that mind state because I was really trying. I thought I was like being a psychologist and getting through to him that like, maybe it's okay. And now I'm remembering that the night before when I met him at the Sniff event, I was also talking to him about this because I have a one-track mind. I couldn't stop. So there was the Richie Rich
thing.
And then
you keep posting about it. And I'm like, Amanda,
Oh my God. And then I posted the picture of us and I was like, call him food god, but seriously. And the next day Ariel was like, didn't he hate that thing? And then I was like, oh my God, does he hate me? But I asked Simon. Simon said he doesn't hate me.
It's hard.
I'm not saying that I don't understand him. I think that it's hard, I guess, when you're known for that from the beginning. But like, listen, I just had Steph Shep on. She took that and ran.
Yeah.
You know, a lot of people.
It depends on the type of person.
Yeah. But I think that it's hard living in the shadow in someone else's dream. But I think that it's like there are ways to branch out.
Yeah.
And I'm sure it's not easy.
Our mom.
I'm sure it's not easy, but it's doable. You guys, I can't believe this is happening. Literally today that I'm recording the podcast, I was making a hard-boiled egg in my caraway pot. And I was like, oh my God, I didn't tell you guys about caraway. Like, lucky me, because caraway is freaking amazing, you guys. Literally, caraway is the best home non-toxic cookware and bakeware. They have the best non-toxic cookware and bakeware collections. Literally, my mom said it. You know that when my mom says shit like this, she's like, you have caraway. She's like, hates me. Maybe I'll buy it for her one day with my discount code. Anyway, they have an amazing cookware set. It's modern, it's chemical free, and they have everything: a fry pan, saute pan, saucepan, and a Dutch oven. Also, they have a long awaited Iconics collection. They also have a mini collection that's out now, which I want to get my hands on. Again, it's non-toxic, it's easy cooking, and it's really well loved, and it's chic, and it's freaking chic. I want it all, you guys. So visit carawayhome.com/notskinny to take advantage of this limited time offer of 10% off your next purchase. The deal is exclusive to my listeners. So visit carawayhome.com/notskinny or use code notskinny at checkout. Visit carawayhome.com/notskinny to take advantage of this limited time offer of 10% off your next purchase. Caraway, non-toxic cookware made modern. I also recently showed you guys that I use the Starface Hydro Stars on my pimples, and I don't get pimples a lot, so I'm not going to even front. So that's why when I do, I'm like, hello, like notice them right away. And also, I was taught since I was little, because my cousin was studying cosmetology, and she told me never pick your pimples. And I listen, like I'm a listener. If that's what I'm told to do, I will never, ever, ever pop a pimple or touch a pimple. But what I do is put a little cute Hydro Star on the pimple before I go to sleep. And Hydro Stars are made out of 100% hydrocolloid, and it helps reduce inflammation. It absorbs fluid and shrinks spots overnight. So you put it on before you go to sleep and you wake up with it, and then the pimple is either gone or like really, really, really reduced. I even wore it during the day once and forgot to take it off, and it's fine. People just think you have a cute sticker on your face, but I would recommend using it at night, because then it gives it just like enough hours, but you don't feel it. It's literally lightweight and you don't feel it on your face at freaking all. They also have an amazing 46 SPF. So they have an award-winning sunscreen for acne-prone skin. So if you've ever been scared to wear a sunscreen because it breaks you out or leaves you with a white cast, you're going to love this one. It's lightweight, it's invisible, and it's filled with moisturizing and smoothing ingredients that won't clog your pores. So you can shop the entire Starface collection at starface.world. And for a limited time, Starface is offering all Not Skinny But Not Fat listeners 15% off a one-time purchase at starface.world. And the code is Not Skinny. So that's Not Skinny for 15% off your purchase at starface.world. You can also find your favorite Starface products at Target, Walmart, CVS, and Amazon in the US, as well as Boots and Superdrug in the UK. So I didn't really know my sitting situation. I knew, I was like, okay, food guy's sitting here, I'm sitting next to him. And then there were like 5 empty seats, but I still didn't know what was happening. And then they came, like, and then Simon arrived, which like I had a feeling I would be put next to Simon. And then it was literally food god, Ali Rizzo, who's like best friends with Courtney, Phil, Simon's husband, me, Simon, Courtney Travis. I was like, oh, first of all, you know that I didn't even think about if her sisters are coming. Like, it didn't even cross my mind, but they didn't. Like, none of her family came. Obviously, some people are like, Courtney was snubbed, like, blah, blah, blah. I don't know what to think of that.
I mean,
I think
Coco just had a BB.
Yeah.
Not too long ago.
I mean, she went to Beyonce's birthday party, but okay. But that's in LA.
Oh, that's what I was going to say. Like, in the same, like.
Yeah. Kendall had just walked the Vogue world. Like, Courtney went to Vogue world. Chris had just been in New York. Listen, maybe Boohoo isn't high enough on the list, you know, as a collab. I don't know. Maybe, you know, Courtney didn't show up for some of their stuff. You never know.
Yeah.
But I will say, like, it could get lonely at the top. If those were her, like, I was in the besties.
Yeah.
Okay. I was part of the besties. Because there weren't a lot of besties.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And I think that it is lonely at the top. And I think that you don't have a lot of, like, I think that they don't trust a lot of people.
Yeah. But I think it makes sense. They're obviously the Kardashians, the most famous family in the world. And you can't trust a lot of people. But when you do trust, you really trust. And you don't need a big circle of people. You need a small circle of people that, like, are 100% with you.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
And there you are.
And there I am. And listen, they have been just so welcoming of me and so great to me. They've been, you know, it's a big word, but I'll only use it. Friendly to me.
Yeah.
Like, so fucking friendly
so
to me.
Friendly.
All of them. So, like, of course, I'm going to respect them back and show them love back. And they've been nothing but kind. And they've wanted to be on my podcast. And they've followed me on Instagram and they've invited me to their events and took me in as a fucking friend. Anyway, so it was a super cool boop and I actually had fun. Aside from the fact that there were like no drinks being served.
You were parched and needed like a...
I was like, a Diet Coke? No. Okay. And what I did think was cool was that the night before Courtney was like talking about the event and she was like, oh, Boohoo wants me to like stand up at the end and give like a little bow. And I was like, oh my God, do it. And she's like, no, I'm like so shy, blah, blah, blah. And then the show ended and people were like clapping and I was like, Courtney, get up. And like, I was like, Courtney, get up. And I think you see it on like a video
on
TMZ.
Yeah.
And then she got up and it was because of me. So
she's so cute and shy.
Did you see that Brad Pitt came out with a skincare? It's called Le Domaine and it costs like $300+ and it's genderless. And now a lot of people are like, genderless skincare.
Wait, wait,
like,
did you say Brad Pitt came out with a skincare line? Brad Pitt?
Yeah. Do you know him? He's super hot. Sorry, husband.
Wait, but why is Brad Pitt coming out with a skincare line?
Because he's probably like the hottest man alive at 50 and he's like, I should sell it in a bottle. It angers you? Well, it's good. It's like Le Domaine. It's going to be priced at like $350.
Great.
Which is
so
like
not affordable for the majority.
I know. Like if they want to send me a PR package, like I'll accept and rate and review. But alongside Brad Pitt, people are talking about the Travis Barker skincare line because he did post a photo being like, rub it all over your body. And there is a moisturizer of Barker Wellness. But this isn't brand new. He came out with Barker Wellness, like I think when him and Courtney like started. It's like CBD based. So he had like a pain relief cream then and like a tincture and like all the shit. So it could be that the moisturizer is new, but Barker Wellness has been around for a couple years. And I'll just say this. I think that when you come out with a brand, here's my thing. For it to be successful, you need to fucking die over it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I think for anything, like that's the reason I don't open a TikTok or like I die over my Instagram. I die over my, I can't die over a million things. And like, for example, Kim, I don't know how Skin is doing, but like Skims, like that's Kim. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It could be that Skin is doing okay. I don't know that it's like breaking the market. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And like Road, people have been waiting for Road because that's Hailey now. That's Road.
Yeah.
You really have to like die over the things that you're doing. And like, you know, you can't just like have a brand on the side. You know what I mean? You have to
But these people can because they have so many followers. But
the question is, how's it doing?
Right. How is
Barker
it doing?
Wellness doing?
Right.
We don't know.
Right. We don't know. And I'm sure if you compare numbers for obviously Skims or Skin, like Skims is doing a lot better. But like, yes, that it's they can just have side brands.
Well, you guys, I did want to give you a little like, do you know that Travis Barker is like, it's more than what you guys see on like the Kardashians? Do you know what he is? He's like a walking, like, first of all, puppy to Courtney.
So
like,
sweet.
He's the sweetest fucking thing ever. It's abnormal. Like, you're like, are you real? He's like, my baby, like, that's real life. He's just like, my baby's the most beautiful. Like, my baby's the most gorgeous. My baby's the best mom.
They're so obsessed with
each
other.
And you're like, can you compliment me all day? Like,
can somebody?
And I asked Courtney, I was like, Courtney, is he like this all the time? And she was like, yeah. And she goes, he just asked me, like, are we drinking today? Like, I decide. She decides everything. He wrote me a message after the night, after the fashion show, and he wrote, Court did so good. Because first he has to say about Courtney, literally, Ariel.
Well, because he worships her. It's honestly the sweetest thing.
He wrote, so fun. Court killed it. We enjoy you. Isn't that the cutest?
Honestly, like, I don't think anyone has ever told me they enjoy me.
I know. I felt like it was a little like I was inducted.
you were like baptized cult. And like baptized. Welcome.
We enjoy you. Come entertain us. And honestly, I'm fucking enjoyable. Like, I'm the life of that party. No, you know how Chloe said on my podcast, like, they're all bumps and a log. Like, of course, I'm the most fun. That's how I feel. It's like, you guys, the spring of the champagne. Did I talk about this anywhere? Okay, no. Oh, my God, I'm going to tell you guys right now. This is so funny. Okay, so after the Boohoo thing.
You get rushed over.
No. Okay, so after the Boohoo show ended, I tell Courtney to stand up, whatever. Then I see, like, them, the core group, like, starting to get up. And in my head, I'm like, Amanda, you're not getting up. You're going home. Like, don't try to, like, just do your own thing. And Simon is like, Amanda, come. So I'm like, oh, my God, okay. So I get up with them, and we are shuffled down the, like, catwalk, essentially, while everyone's still sitting. And Ariel, I swear I was, like, semi, like, embarrassed because I was like, oh, my God, I know people here. And here I am, like, walking with Courtney. That looks so weird. So I'm like, okay, whatever. And I'm like, where are we going? And Simon's like, we're going to the green room. And I was like, why? Like, I need to know everything.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah. You can't just go.
Then we're shuffled in this, like, scary elevator that's like, how is there an elevator at the High Line? Like, I don't even know where we are, where we're going. And I'm like, what is this elevator? Like, why are we so many people in it? You know? Food God shuffles and he's looking at me like, what are you doing here? I'm like, what are you doing here? I feel like Food God thought I was so funny because my faces, he kept on being like, your reaction. Like, my faces were so reactive.
Yeah.
I don't know, whatever. So we go and it's like, oh, okay, what are we doing in this room? And then Travis starts like, oh, he pops the champagne open. And everyone was like, oh, that was anticlimactic because, like, didn't even make a pop. So I was like, so shake it. So he started shaking it. And then that's the video I posted. Ariel, when I tell you, I was so parched.
Wait, I was like, you didn't even drink the champagne?
No, listen, nobody went to drink the champagne.
How?
I was like, I'm going to go find a fucking glass up in this house. So I go and there was like a table of like tea and like cardboard cups for like coffee and tea. I took that. So you guys, if there was like a hidden camera on me or like a Big Brother style camera and you saw me, just picture little old me, awkward me, going to the crafts table or whatever, picking up the cup. And like, I literally started to walk to Travis to be like, can you pour me some in my cup, please? Like, I was literally on my way to Travis Barker with my coffee cup for him to pour me champagne. As I was inching, somebody was like, took me and was like, okay, we're going. And I was like, so why didn't we come here? Like, I still didn't get
you
what
didn't
we
understand.
Did. I think it was just like, accompany the queen and then like leave, which like, I don't know if I could live that life because like, I need to know what we're doing. And if we came here for no fucking reason, then I wouldn't have come in the first place. So literally I was like, I chucked the cup really quickly so nobody saw. But like, fucking drink the shit. That's what I'm saying. Like, they didn't even drink the champagne.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, at least let's get drunk up in this
chaise. Yeah, yeah.
And then after it was like 9:30 p.m., still my mouth dry as a fucking the Sahara Desert. And everyone's like, good night. And I was like, I'm going to get a fucking drink. Okay? Who's coming? Anyways, so I had to just give you guys more of that BTS so you know that I'll never fully fucking boop you. Anyway.
This has been real.
Oh, you're ready to be done. Okay. You guys, if you ask, why isn't Ariel in the pen? We love her.
Stop. I mean, I love being on the pod.
Just a few, you know. No, I'm just kidding. People love you, but you're ready to wrap up.
No, I've had a week full of talking. Like, this is like really, like, I'm impressed with myself at this point that I'm still talking.
And I talked the whole podcast.
No, no, I spoke.
Did you?
I spoke.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you.
Wait, are we done though? For real?
Yeah, it's 45 minutes.
Oh, that's it? Oh, so what are you saying even? I knew it was wrapping up. So I was like, this has been real. Oh, wait, you guys,
today is Tuesday. This comes out on Tuesday, meaning I'm in LA. And you guys don't know what for yet, but I'm sure you will start guessing.
Ugh, I wish I could come with you.
I know, I wish you could too, especially because it's cold as fuck in New York.
I know.
Anyway, you guys, rate and review the podcast if you love it. 5 stars and a review, and I will give you a big, big, big virtual hug and kiss, and I will see you. Next week is going to be good, babies. It's going to be real fucking good.
Okay, love you. Bye.
Thank you guys so much for listening to this episode of Not Skinny But Not Fat. Follow me on Instagram at Not Skinny But Not Fat. Subscribe to the podcast so you don't miss any episodes. Rate the podcast that you love so much on Apple Podcasts and write a little review. If you tell me you did, I'll give you a big virtual smoocheroo. Thank you guys so much for listening, and I'll see you next Tuesday.
Please note that this episode may contain paid endorsements and advertisements for products and services. Individuals on the show may have a direct or indirect financial interest in products or services referred to in this episode.